Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
head.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we got a special guest that looks like he just came from the Empire's all-white party.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yes.
Mario.
Oh, yes. What's good with it?
Mario.
What's going on, baby?
What's up, sir?
What up, Envy?
Long time no see.
You know what I'm saying? Good to see you.
You doing your independent thing now?
Yeah, man.
New all single day. Out?
Fireball,
you said it got
yeah.
leaked.
It did get leaked like a week before. Mm-hmm. But we just put the new version out. You know, I had to get it right for radio.
That's what I was drinking on my birthday.
What, Fireball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of those at midnight as soon as it turned my birthday.
Is it named after the liquor?
Actually, it's what I was drinking in the studio when I was doing it. So the producer, Parker, walked in, you know, with the red cups. It was like, you know, four or five of us in the studio chilling at the crib, Bob. And I tasted it. And during the hook, I was singing, "We spending all our Benjamins tonight." And then I tasted it. I put it in a drink. I'm like, this joint banging.
And what made you leave J Records? Yeah. That was your long-standing label home.
Yeah.
And then from day one.
I mean, you know, that's fam. Always fam. You know, I was blessed to have an opportunity to make it out of Baltimore and be with a label like that and get signed by somebody who was a legend in the game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But Davis.
Yeah, it was time for us to, you know, to part ways just in terms of me growing up and wanting to want more for myself as an artist. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was blessed to negotiate out of the deal. Mm-hmm. And instead of jumping right back into another deal, I did some research. Mm-hmm. And a few of me and my other friends in the industry started this new company called Rivers Media Group, new digital distribution. But outside of distribution, we also manage artists as well as publish writers and producers, manage writers and producers as well.
Oh, you know, and a lot of writers and producers do need some management. You know,
yeah, I mean, everybody does. Everybody mm-hmm. needs, you know, the right team. Team is everything.
Did you feel like the labels just can't do what they used to do for artists? Because you was at the beginning when labels were good.
Yeah.
Budgets were bigger. They could really just push a button.
Absolutely.
And go.
I mean, I remember spending, you know, $500,000, $600,000 on a video. You
Damn.
Know what I'm saying? And budgets was crazy. You know, Envy. Mm-hmm. But
that was what, $10,000 on a video?
I mean, you know, technology and, you know, a lot of things. But I think it's about you and the label being on the same page as far as your brand as an artist and having an incredible team. Mm-hmm. And just you feeling like, you know, the support is there. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, it was more about me having a vision for myself that was bigger than just the, you know, niche audience that at the time, you know, my label was, you know, pushing me to, you know. And also the music that I wanted to do.
Like, it seems like you've just been mute. Like,
well, let me ask you that. You did a whole album with Rico Love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did a project together.
Now, so what's going on with that?
Well, it's technically owned by, you know, another label.
Okay, so it's never, we're never going to hear that it's never going to come out?
Nah.
Damn.
Nah. Never?
I got new music, you know, the new project, I got a whole new slew of music, you know what I'm saying? But Rico, the homie, you know.
So the music's not timeless, is it?
I mean, it's good music. It's, yeah. it's good records.
You so know,
again, it's just my direction and the type of music that I want to make is just, it's more, you know, it's more universal, and it's just me.
So what
like
do you
every record
now?
That you, every record that you're gonna hear from my project is I'm writing on every record. Is you know what I'm saying? It's all me. So it's like you just like even with Fireball, the way we did Fireball, I was at the crib. You know, it was no like you know, usually
when you in the house.
Yeah, usually when you like on a like you go to these big studios, you spending $2,500 a day in the studio. Mm-hmm. It's like you know, it's really unnecessary to a point because it's not like we making records with like strings and like I am now, but like with like strings and like you know,
cool
at the
bass.
Time. Yeah, like right. you know, we just using Pro Tools, got an engineer, and it's a mic,
right.
big speakers. So a lot of times it's for entourages or but you wasting money. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like being more of a businessman now it's like that's not really the direction I wanted to go in.
Now you know what I'm saying? A new direction. What's the new direction? Is it more worldly? Like, what direction does Mario want to go in now? And what direction did they have you in?
Like, for instance, like I said before, like, it's just more me writing on most of my records. Like, at the time, I don't think that the team I was with believed in me as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, you know, I'm writing more of my records, but I'm writing records that I could have written then.
Mm-hmm.
But the belief wasn't there, the trust and the, you know, the vision for me as a writer.
I don't get
there.
That because, it, you know? I mean, even like when Kanye came up here, he was talking about his sneakers.
Yeah.
But that's your career. I can't see it. Like, on your career, how can somebody tell you, no, you can't write?
Probably because you started so young, and it's hard for them to not look at you as Little Mario.
Yeah, and that's a big part of it. I started with them when I was 15 years old, yeah. You know? And sometimes it's hard for, you know, quote unquote, a parent to look at their child or something that they created or helped to create and trust it off top, you know? It's just, right. You know, and it's just business.
So
you know?
But you did record the whole entire album, and then at the end of it, you just said, this just isn't me. And I guess you decided that you wanted to be the one that was really writing and doing more of that? Or...
Well, it wasn't a whole album. It was like 7 songs.
Okay.
And, it just wasn't the direction that I wanted to go in, mm-hmm. You know? It was great music. Like, Rico's an amazing writer, but it wasn't a direction.
Okay.
You know, the songs, they're still dope songs. Somebody could cut them today and, you know?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you've been paying attention to all these years.
What you mean?
Like, just soaking up the game, just soaking up the business side of it.
Yo, you know what's crazy? Like, I travel a lot. You know, I go do a lot of stuff overseas. And when you are outside of, because the industry's small. Mm-hmm. Honest. To us, you know, to people in it, when you're doing it, like, you feel like it's everything, you know? Mm-hmm. But the industry's kind of small. And then you don't realize that until you step outside of it and you see, you know, real money.
Or,
you know, you overseas and you sitting there. Like, a lot of my friends have their own businesses. They don't even know what's going on in the music world.
Mm-hmm.
Billionaires, 100 million, like, real money people. Mm-hmm. And you realize, like, you know, I, as an artist, you are fooled into believing that you are the ish, like, just mm-hmm. it, you know what I'm saying, all the time. And it's like, you gotta realize, like, real business is not just being an artist. It's not just being, you know, the person that people spend a label. Real business is ownership. You know, doing real business and having your own company. Like, it's about building something that will create some passive income for you.
Gotcha.
So for me, instead of jumping back into another deal, it's like, yo, how can I create a situation where I can really use all of my gifts?
Right.
And when I'm done, when I don't want to do music no more, I'm still eating. Or I'm becoming more of a part of the business side of it than just, you know, the dude who can, you know, get as many women as he want, or who can go buy a Rolex and a Bentley and mm-hmm. a house. Like, nah, like, I want more. I want
right.
more for myself.
Nothing
so.
Wrong with the though.
Yeah, nah, it's not. Nah, well, not
but
at all.
You did.
Not at all. Not
you
at
did
all.
Practice abstinence.
Not at all.
You did practice abstinence, though, for a period of time.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you?
What? Did you? Yeah, I did. I did, yeah.
Oh, that you just told a girl that because you didn't want to smash it at the moment, and then you found out about the chick.
Nah, I did, though. And,
How old was
for
you
like
when
a
you
year?
Did that?
This was like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
4 years ago.
Why? This is it was a mental thing, spiritual thing?
Yep, you're right on point. Yeah, mental thing and spiritual thing. And the girl I was seeing at the time was doing that as well.
What were the benefits?
Know? Like you said, mental, spiritual. And then, you know, you learn as a man that your sexual power is like, it's power. Like, you can use it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Your sexual energy is, you know, you can use that.
Right.
Is it okay to masturbate during that time?
It's like why they tell like sports players, like, don't have sex before you get, like, it's real. You know what I mean? Because I've done it. Like, I've, you know, be somewhere and then something before a show, and it's like, you don't, you know, it just don't feel the same. Mm-hmm. You know
is it
what I'm
okay
saying?
For you, is it okay for you to masturbate or do things like that?
If that's what
that
you
year?
Into.
During that year, okay, of abstinence. And what about oral
Are you
sex?
Asking me if I masturbated?
Yeah.
You did? You are? I have before, yeah.
All right. No, I meant during that year, during one year. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I did. What
it's like I'm masturbating right now.
Yeah,
yeah. Are you still
you
with
can
that
ask
same
me
girl?
Straight questions. Huh?
You still with that girl?
We're very close. We're still friends, yeah.
Did you ever get a chance to hit?
I mean, you know, I don't put it out there like that.
After a year making you wait, you hope so.
Right. All right. What about oral sex? Were you allowed to do that during that year?
Maybe.
You said ask straight questions.
Maybe. Yes. I'm just saying, maybe.
No, I'm just wondering, like, when people say they practice abstinence, does it mean mm-hmm. no sexual contact, period? Or does it mean, like, okay, we can kiss, but nothing, like, naked or anything?
He hasn't had sex in a long time.
I mean,
that's what she's asking.
Really, I mean,
if it makes you feel more comfortable, I've tried to suck my own penis.
Hey, yo, that's the eight.
That guy really crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with this question over here. I'm going to stick with this conversation.
What'd you do with your, I'm sorry. What'd you do with your legs? You put your legs up?
Yes, I tried. Man. It didn't work.
What you were saying?
Then, I,
this is uncomfortable.
This is a weird story, I know. Yeah. And then when he finished, he actually did it on his face.
No, I didn't. And I didn't, you even,
too?
I didn't even get
yo, Envy, what's up, man? What's going on, man? Yo, look, man, I can't. Look. Nah, man. We ain't. Nah.
Now,
oh, yeah.
Let's talk about financially now. Would you go yeah. independent? That's more money you got to pay on yeah. album costs and all that. And mm-hmm. you cool with investing in yourself?
Absolutely. I've been, like, I've been kind of investing in myself. Even when I was at the label, there's certain costs that I had to, you know, but it's business. Mm-hmm. You invest in yourself. And, you know, I've never been like a super, you know, spend on everything. Like, I've seen so much, bro, since I started, like, in the game from other, like, and I learned so much. And then, like, I grew up in Baltimore. My, like, you know, if you look at my lineage, like, in Baltimore, like, a lot of my family members were, like real street dudes and, like, really making money in the street. So I've kind of seen how money works from a young, like, not on a, you know, business level, but just in terms of just how to invest, how to save your money, how to still be fly, but not just
spend all your money.
Yeah, like, and then you looking up, you know, all you got to show for it is material, like, you know. So for me, it's like when we started, like, a lot of some of the money that I've saved up, I put towards, you know, what we doing. And then, you know,
how's your mom doing?
She's good, man. Mm-hmm. She's good. She's,
how's your relationship strong?
It's, you know, it's better. You know, I can't say strong because I think that takes time, but it's a lot better.
Is she clean?
Yeah.
Your mom is clean and everything?
She's telling me she is. We see each other every few months. Like, she'll come back and forth from, you know, Maryland to LA, or I'll go to see her. Like, so it's like, you know, we're not as close as we were in terms of, like, you know, seeing each other every day because I needed time to really focus on myself. And if I wanted to do that, you know, I needed to, you know, let her grow and make her own decisions instead of being like on a, like, father figure, like, you need to do this, you need to, you know, sometimes people got to grow up.
Is there a point where you felt like you went so hard trying to get her cleaned up that you may have lost a piece of yourself?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was like one of the hardest times in my life because I didn't understand it from like a mother child point of view. Just like, you know, when do I get a chance to get that, you know? And I think that had a lot to do with
you was how like a parent.
Yeah. And I think it had a lot to do with how I was with women too. Mm-hmm. And me looking for like the nurturing side of a woman from different situations and you know, just making crazy decisions as far as that goes too. But I had to learn from all of that. I took some time off to really get myself right, spiritually, grounding myself, you know. And, you know, now I understand. I'm able to look back at those situations and look back at my situation with my mom, understand and get to the root of my issues and, like, how that affected me, and, you know, make the best decision moving forward. I even talk about it in some of the new music as well.
What song? I feel, did you ever lose a girl because the girl might have been like, look, Mario, I like you, but I don't want to be your mom.
Nah, I had one girl tell me that, but not, I didn't lose it because of that, but I have had a girl tell me, like, yo, like, you know, I think that you miss that side. And, like, it's not so much just the nurturing side either. It's more of the, like, you know, the non-trust and, like, you know, not wanting to commit all the way. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because when I did trust and commit to, you know, loving and trusting my mom, certain things happened that I never thought would happen or never thought, like, a mom would do. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when it comes to, I think in the back of my mind, I was like, you know, I just would never give my all. You know what I'm saying? So, but I tell you one thing. When I do get it right, that girl going to be the happiest girl in the world.
So you said you talk about this in the new music as well.
Yeah.
So how hard was that for you to actually write those songs?
It wasn't hard. And, you know, it's crazy because subconsciously, I think I didn't realize it until after I listened to the song. Like, yo, I'm writing it, like, because I got this song called Monster. And in the song, I'm talking to the girl and telling her I'm trying to protect her from a certain type of dude, but I'm really talking about myself. And I didn't realize that until after I listened to the song. Like, yo, like, subconsciously, I'm talking about myself, you know? And, you know,
You caused a lot of girls heartbreak? Because, you know, they always say hurt people hurt people.
I mean, I think I've had my fair share, for sure. Just indirectly, you know, not directly. I've never really been the, like, if I'm with you, I'm with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is music your vice? Like, does that help you get things off your chest?
Or absolutely.
Do therapy? Like, what?
Absolutely. I've never done therapy before. This is my therapy. I think also having an organization, working with kids and talking to kids have been my therapy too.
Right.
You know, when I'm talking to kids that's from Baltimore and they telling me, you know, I had this young kid in one of my groups. He was like 12 years old and he took care of both his younger siblings. You know, he would come to school late, 10 a.m., not 11 a.m. because he had to make sure they were straight. Mm-hmm. And he was strong. Like, look, I'm like, yo, like, I went through that too when I was, like, around his age. I remember my little brother, you know, at one time, I would come home and he would be like on the floor crying, you know, because nobody was home, you know, taking care of him. And I make sure he was straight, like, you know, crazy stuff like that. So kids have been my therapy when it comes to that. But now it's like, I get it. And growing up and maturing, you start to understand. And when you can look at the things you've been through and don't not like dwell in that moment, don't you know, not holding those things, mm-hmm. making yourself feel guilty. You have to let all of that go right. So that you can move forward. And that's with anything, you know?
Are you looking forward to having kids also?
Definitely, yeah.
What you waiting on to take the condom?
You know what I'm saying? This is the thing, Charlamagne. Once you do that, you, like, that's like a, you can't, ain't no coming back.
No coming
you
back.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, for me, it's about finding somebody who you know, who knows themselves, who's secure, you know, and then me being ready too, like, you know, and trusting that person and just being on the right page with that person. Like, I've never met anybody where I'm like, yo, I see myself having a child with this woman. Yeah. Like, you inspire me to want to have a child.
Are you scared to have kids based off what you've been through as a child?
Nah, like I'm excited to have kids because I feel like I know I'm going to be a good father.
Mm-hmm. You've also been working on a book, right?
Yeah, like it's crazy because as I continue to work, there's so many different directions, from the health aspects, from the spiritual aspect, from the, you know, the mental, the music aspect. So I'm just like working out, mm-hmm. you know, what I want to do. But I wanted to get this River Media's group thing up and moving, and you know, take this year to really brand myself, you know, as an artist, because I feel like I did with the label, but now it's like another level. It's like, you know, I got, you know, designers. I'm working with a new designer in Alea Core right now. She's designing all my clothes for me for my promo tour, everything. She's super dope. And just like everything, just making sure my fans know who I am, mm-hmm. outside of just music. And I think that's like really important.
You haven't been that active on social media lately, though. Did you consciously say you're going to step back and not?
I just, now it's like I'm being more active now because I feel like I got my team right. I feel like I got my situation right. So now it's like I'm ready to go full-fledged. So I feel like from what I do from now on is what counts the most.
Who are your friends in the industry? Who do you speak to in the industry, if there's anybody?
Yeah, because like Neil used to write for you. And
I mean, what you mean speak to? What you mean?
Friends, somebody that you would consider a friend, that you could come to for advice, or that you call your homie, or that you...
Or you'd be like, hey, I mean, I'm going to South Beach. Come, let's go.
Come, they all fake
out.
Mario.
Yo, I don't.
When you up, they with you. When you down, you don't got nobody calls you. Your phone stops ringing.
I'm just saying, like, I'm everybody ain't fake. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm super like, I like organic things, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, you know, I know people. I can call up anybody, you know, but it's like...
You don't consider them friends.
Yeah, like, you know...
You're not going to invite them to your baby shower when you had that baby.
If they, like, yeah, it's like...
Gotcha.
You know, friends is like, it's a...
There's people that you support because you
a
like
crazy
their,
question
their music, but you might not necessarily consider them somebody that you're going to confide in.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's pretty much what it is. It's like, you know, in passing, and there's a lot of people I respect music-wise, but... I don't have too many like friends.
50 Cent said it the best, man. These industry dudes ain't friends. They know how to pretend. And when you got the number one records and everybody calling, oh, what's up, Mario? But when things get a little cool, it's like, nobody's calling.
Well, I saw you tweeting that you like Seven Streeter's song, Don't Kill the Fun.
Oh, she's dope, man. I love Seven. Like Seven, yeah, she cool. She good peeps, yeah.
And that's so, peeps. All right, I get it. That's
she good cool. peeps, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you
joining
us, bro.
You probably wrote with her before, I'm sure, at some point.
We never really wrote together yet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know, and again, it's like, you know,
she a freak on the low too.
Shut up.
She's seeing somebody, sir.
She, I know, but she is a freak.
She's not a freak.
Seven's kind of a freak. Come on, ye.
What?
I mean, through the music, like you know what I'm saying.
No, in conversation too.
Oh, for real? Yeah, Seven, cool. But yeah, we definitely gonna work together soon. Hopefully,
you know? Are there other people that you want to put it out there right now that you say these are the people I want to work with now that you do your own thing?
Yeah.
Put it in the atmosphere.
Like, I just want to work with people who, you know, all types of art. Like, I want to work with Kanye, you know. I feel like Kanye is one of those artists, like, if, you know, if there was any crew or anybody that, in terms of, like, musically and culturally, that I would be, wouldn't mind attaching myself to back then when I was, like, you know, whatever, it would be, like, you know, good music. Because I feel like just in terms of every artist is strong on their own, like, you know what I'm saying, talent-wise.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like it represent music and, like, pushing the limits and that type of thing. So, Ye.
You hear that, Ye?
Yo, Ed Sheeran. Like, I like his music.
Oh, he's
dope. And I feel like just in terms of a vocalist, you know, and being young and fresh, I think he's dope. Who else? Katy Perry.
Love Katy Perry.
Yeah, she's dope.
One of the best breasts in the game.
who else? Beyonce. Some of the new younger cats, you know, Ray Sherman.
These are like all Charlemagne's favorites.
You know, good music. You know good music, Charlamagne. You know good music.
Ray Sherman.
You went to my old iPod playlist.
And it's so many other, like, young, new producers. You know, shout out to my homie Parker, man, who did, like, four joints.
So is he part of Rivers Media Group, too?
Yeah, we talking right now. So, you know, we're going to see what's up. And he, you know, super talented dude. Who else? There's so many, like, it's, you know, but that's just the name of a few.
I just wanted to get an idea.
So when we get the full project.
Well, we're going to be releasing the app soon for Rivers Media Group, and you'll be able to download music. And some phones will automatically have the app downloading, so we're working that out right now. And I'm going to release singles for this project, bro. Not a whole album. I'm going to wait until after this project to do that. And, you know, I'm going to be in a city near you real soon. Oh, yes, Fireball Tour. And we're doing a video in like a week or so. Getting that popping. And this Friday, man, make sure y'all come through the Mix Lounge. You know what I'm saying? Hyde Park, Long Island. We're going to be in the building. Y'all should come too. Come turn up.
Is it called Hyde Park?
Hyde Park. What'd I say? So Hyde Park, Long Island. We're going to be in the building. Come through, man. You know,
that's
y'all
in
New York. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes, Mario on Instagram, Twitter.
It's Mario. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.